We've recently learned, to our surprise, that in Berlin, it can be easier to get into an exclusive nightclub than finding authentic spicy Asian food. Evidently, the German palate just doesn't take well to spice. Well, apparently, a group of Thai and Vietnamese immigrants have taken matters into their own hands. Producer Ryan Kyliff brings us the story from Berlin.
Germans know Berlin for its ethnic food, from the famous Turkish market to the Vietnamese and Indian restaurants all over town. But I found one thing missing.
Two.
Heat.
One, two, three, ho!
I've been asking for my food sharp, German for spicy, but the Scoville scale here ranges from about zero to paprika. I was about to give up hope when I got a hot tip on some secret sharpiness, an illegal Asian street food market called Thai Park. Thai Park is in a park on the outskirts of town. I arrive on a Saturday afternoon, and dozens of vendors are set up with mats, umbrellas, and portable gas stoves. There's summer rolls and spring rolls, Penang curry, papaya salad, sticky rice, and chicken satay. There's even Singha beer. But best of all, chilies. Piles and piles of Thai chilies. I follow the sound of a sizzling hot plate and find a woman searing squid, six skewers at a time. I ask one of her customers what's on his plate.
Some calamari, egg rolls, and some spicy pork with salad. You want to try it? It's fantastic.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
That's Jeff. His expat friends have a regular Thai Park tradition. Andrea Robertson organizes the get-togethers.
When we came here 7 years ago, there was no Thai food anywhere that was good or authentic.
Berlin doesn't lack for Asian restaurants, but Andrea's not a fan.
Food-wise, I think this is a lot more authentic and better than a restaurant because a lot of the Thai restaurants feature a lot of German-esque food, so it's not very spicy and not very flavorful. They always put the three chili peppers next to their dishes, and you know it's not spicy at all.
Andrea tells me Thai Park's been around since the 90s. She says it was mostly Asian immigrants at first, but word spread and fetched the ire of the local government, who threatened to shut it down. I decide to grab some more food while I still can.
What is that?
That is papaya salad.
Yeah, original from Thailand. Yeah.
That is chaff?
Yeah, bison chaff, onion chaff, or the filet chaff.
Vielenschaf, many spicy.
Knoblauch.
The vendor starts whipping ingredients into a tall clay pot and smashing them with a pestle.
Chili, fish sauce, lemon, that is here, peanuts. Tomato.
Ah, tastes like home. Although,
delicious for you. Is it spicy or not?
Maybe a little bit more.
A little bit more. Oh, you like spices very much. Okay. Oh.
Because of the legal issues, most vendors won't let me record them or take pictures. But Tip Sa Tree will.
Can I have a Thai coffee, please?
But I think tea is better.
Tip confirms that the local government is on her back. But she's never been kicked out. The vendors have a loophole.
No, we have to, we are doing some picnic. We are not selling anything. If someone comes to give you money, you have, not now, later. So, yeah, strange. It's very strange.
That's right. When the authorities show up, the entire park pretends to be having one big picnic. Just a couple hundred best friends hanging out with their bikes and dogs and kids and food.
They must know.
Yeah, they know, but they have to see you when you get money. It's very strange because they know what are you doing. This is not picnic. Also, police come here to buy. All illegal, but okay. Yeah. In New York, there's no place like this.
After Tip offers me a generous helping of fresh pad see you, I'm ready to hit the drink stand. These two dudes stand out. They're younger than the other vendors, wearing tight jeans, chambray shirts, and fitted ball caps. Oh yeah, and one of them is white.
My name is Sasha. I'm from Germany, from Berlin, born and raised here.
Sasha's partner Vin makes the drinks. Organic, flavored iced teas, caipirinhas, mojitos. While Sasha walks around with free samples, drumming up business.
Which one do you recommend? I like Nicht Süß.
It's not sweet. Yeah, it's no problem. My friend is the best barkeeper in Berlin City, and he can make it for you. Every drink you like. No problem.
I go for a Tiberius jasmine tea with fresh mint and basil. Sasha tells me that they grew up playing soccer in this very park. Vin's parents used to sell food here, and now they do it for fun and spare change.
So are you the only white guy selling food in Thai Park?
Oh, some of the Thai women here have German husbands, but I think I'm the only one, yes. That's why I brought my Vietnamese partner with me.
I'm ready for dessert, so I tap a girl who's got something sweet.
These are coconut pancakes, like silver dollar pancakes, but made with some kind of rice flour and coconut milk with little green onions in them. Sweet, savory, creamy, really delicious, really addictive.
Natalie's an expat, but her friend Katrin is German. It's her first time at Thai Park. She says a lot of Berliners don't even know it exists. Katrin loves the Asian restaurants in her neighborhood, and she's been to Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. But the food there wasn't her favorite.
I didn't like it. Yeah, it was quite difficult to find something, actually, that I'm capable of eating. I liked looking at other people eating the things, but not for me.
There's one simple reason that Asian food in Asia didn't sit with Katrin. You guessed it.
The German spicy I like, but when I eat Vietnamese or something, I usually say with no spice. Yeah, it's a lesson learned not to put more spice on it.
A lesson learned for entertaining any German guests, especially if they love Asian food.
I pick up in a cold sweat. Oh!
Ryan Kyliff is an independent producer in New York. Now, we have an authentic Thai recipe for you from an authentic Thai food authority, David Thompson. Now, you can make it as hot or not as you like. Find his Thai grilled chicken on the website splendidtable.org.